Raven's Pick'em News.
Three news stories. You only hear about one. Raven picks which one it is. Raven, are you ready for your selection today?
Lay it on me.
Number one, anonymous boot girls will remove the boot on your car. Number two, bees swarm and revolt against neighborhood sending two to hospital.
Oh, boy.
And number three, woman wakes up to bank account overdrawn by almost $100 billion.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
I mean, I get all crazy about things being overdrawn in my account, but I love the idea of the boot girls. If you've never had a boot on your car before, it is a very unpleasant experience.
Right. So if you're parked illegally or whatever reason, the police come and they put a boot on your car. It's this metal thing so you can't drive it away. And now there's these two anonymous women in Atlanta that have made a career out of charging people $50 to remove the boots off their cars.
Yeah.
And they've been kind of going at it with parking enforcement.
So here's kind of the thing that I have on this is like, you know, cops are cops. And I definitely respect that you're out there, you're crime fighting, you're trying to keep order out there in the world. And it's not an easy job to do. Parking authority, for whatever reason, I know that you are a commissioned officer oftentimes in certain cities. But I do not respect you. I don't know why.
Why?
I don't know why. I'm just being fair, and I'm just saying is like typically they just regard them differently in some ways. I don't know.
You've never seen Zootopia, that is for sure.
I have not.
All right, so the two women, they go by the names of Boot Baby and Boot Shiesty.
All right.
Yeah.
I love them already. Where is this?
This is in Atlanta.
Oh, that makes sense.
So this is a confrontation that they had with the parking enforcement that they videoed.
You can't do it.
You can't do it. You're finna step on her foot.
I'm not stepping on your foot.
You need to go. Like, for real.
No, you can't do this.
You're mad.
No, you cannot take this off, ma'am.
Who's mad?
Okay. Nope.
It's legal. Like,
it's not.
Yes, it is. What's wrong with you?
Is this a TV show? Are they getting a TV show?
They should get a TV show.
They should get a TV show.
I watched that show.
So from what I understand, a lot of times, too, this is not just parking enforcement, though. So this is the thing that gets weird, right? Is like, you know, people can boot your car for all sorts of reasons.
Yeah.
And I think that Atlanta, if I'm not mistaken, is one of those cities where like private companies can do this. So if like you owe like your cable bill or something like that, they can boot your car.
I was thinking about it, though. Like, what a creative side gig. And ironically, last night I was reading this article and it said that, and I can't remember if it was 40% or 44%. Let's go with 44%. 44% of Americans since 2020 now have a side gig to make extra cash.
Yeah. Well, you got to get more money.
Yeah. And it was really about this one woman that she works for Poplin now, which was a company I had never heard of before last night. And she folds people's laundry. She like goes and picks up your laundry. It's like an app that you can just put your zip code in and they come. She collects people's laundry. She loves doing it. And she gets paid to do
she
other
just
people's laundry.
Folds their laundry.
Yeah, that's her side
so
gig.
So wait a minute. She does the laundry or she just folds it?
No, you can do either. You can just have people fold it or you can do the laundry through this Poplin app. And I was like, they have gotten so creative with all these side gigs, right?
Yeah.
Number one side gig you had, most random one.
Oh, I mean, as a DJ, it's always going to be do the club. You got to do the club or the bars, right? That's where you're going to make their money. It's great money. You get a free bar tab in there. It's, you know, it pays you well. And of course, that parlays into other things. I mean, I have a wedding business and that's been a side hustle forever.
Yeah. For me, the best side gig I ever had was being a Zumba instructor.
Yeah.
It was forcing people to come dance with me.
Yeah.
I would get paid for it.
And
I worked out.
Right.
Oh, it was the best side gig ever.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, think about it. We wouldn't have all those fun interactions that the boot girls are having, though.
It's true.
You need to go.